Welcome back to Growing Up Millennial. This is Bristol, Ian, and Quincy. Thank you for coming back and listening to us.
We're back.
We're back.
After another hiatus.
See, it started out as just me, but now, see, everyone else is bringing their doctor's excuses in every other week now, see? So, oh, how the turntables.
I told Christy, did you say, oh, how the turntables?
That's right.
That's from The Office.
Okay, you know, whatever.
Yeah, she's not going to get that reference. That's okay.
The fans.
I don't care about The Office.
Don't.
You're going to get us canceled.
Boo.
What were you telling Christy?
Oh, that the episodes will drop when they drop. Because we've had so much going on, and then my medical stuff has just kind of like really drained my energy.
Your work week catches up to you.
Yeah. Work week and...
Yeah, we're so close to back-to-back holidays.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Yeah, I mean, my work has finally slowed up, and it's actually earlier in the season. So, I mean, it's kind of a good thing, I guess, but at the same time, it's a little frustrating because I wasn't expecting to be this slow. But
and it's the opposite for me because the time change, like yeah. The day seems to go by faster, but then I can't seem to wind down after work.
Yeah.
So then I'm up till like 12, 1 o'clock now because I can't go to sleep because it's dark all the time.
It's dark, yep.
If I don't take a sleeping pill, I literally will just be tossing and turning all night. And then I'm just tired, like dead tired. But I'm tired anyways whenever I sleep because I just don't get enough oxygen because I have sleep apnea, which sucks. And Quincy was trying to convince me to spend like $400 or $500 on an oxygen machine.
He offered a solution or a...
I know, but I don't want to spend that much money right now.
She doesn't want to breathe that bad.
I don't want to breathe. I'm deliberately...
Breathe, it's not that bad.
I'm deliberately trying not to breathe.
Well, we went to the sleep apnea store or the...
One around here that's like
there's open. Not many of those type of stores. There's not many. And it's run by one person who decided on that Saturday when she had like 7 customers waiting that she was going to show up late and or her other staff member just called out.
Mm-hmm.
So she's running behind and then that process, I'm guessing, is not like trying on a new pair of shoes. It's you're trying to fit a mask to based on your breathing needs or sleep pattern. And we waited so long and finally we said, we're out.
Everybody was in there snoring. In line, everybody was snoring, got to swallow their tongues.
But the thing is, you can't really try on the mask until you
buy it.
And then you put it on and it's like, okay, well, you can't return it. And it's like...
Some people only wear it on their nose. Other people do just the mouth or they do both. And to me, every single one of them looks like the most uncomfortable.
I don't even use the CPAP machine because it's just so annoying.
You have to have a clean seal or...
Yeah.
Like... If any air slips out, it makes
a noise. And if you don't have the humidity right, it just like makes your mouth feel like
dry.
Alligator's skin. Like, it's so disgusting.
There's a hose that runs from the machine to the mask, and you got to hang it, or it has to, you know, be a certain way. So.
Sorry, I didn't mean to go on my CPAP journey.
I wish I was invited. I would have enjoyed it.
It's disgusting.
I didn't know that there was a CPAP store, so field trip.
Are you gonna get one?
Maybe.
Oh, I think you have to have diagnosis to do.
I don't think you can
just get the machine, but I think you can just walk in and get the mask.
I'll just go buy one. Like, I just want
you can have mine. I'll sell it to you. Is that illegal? I don't know.
That is a medical device, Bristol.
Dealing in illegal sleep apnea machines.
I'll swap you for an oxygen machine.
I can get you the flavored oxygen. I can have your CPAP.
Mm-hmm.
I'm turning this into a Tesla, guys. That's going to be one of the challenges. On Growing a Millennial, how to flip this CPAP into a Tesla. And I'm going to do it.
Oh, gosh. Okay, so... You went to a concert. Did we talk about that on the other podcast?
I don't think
so. We did not.
Okay.
Tacos and Tequila Festival 2022. Panther Island Pavilion.
Fort Worth, Texas.
Fort Worth, Texas.
5 minutes down the road.
5 minutes down the road. right on the river, you know, the polluted, nasty Trinity River. It was nice though. They had good performers. The food was good. I was in VIP, so of course I felt superior to everybody else there.
That's where we were at the Austin Mead concert. We were VIP. We paid $30 to be VIP.
And doesn't it feel it just
you hits feel you like a very important person.
Exactly.
And I met, I don't know, one of the band members, not the singer.
See?
And I said, good job, buddy.
I got offered a nice cigar. I think it was like mint and something else while I was sitting in the VIP lounge because I had on my Laker gear and he was from California. And,
oh, wow.
You know, shout out to that guy. Appreciate it, but just, you know, maybe slow down on complimenting other men, you know.
Why is that a problem?
Because I don't want compliments from them. I want them from women.
It's more of a preference.
Because you hate men.
Yeah, they just do nothing for me.
Okay, can I offer a solution for the opposite?
What?
Don't give any compliments to anybody, including women. Ever. Because here's the thing. Women don't want your compliments, Quincy.
So I can't.
They don't want any men's compliments.
Oh, I don't give them to them.
So I can't compliment on somebody's, like some girl at work was wearing a Texas Tech, no, it was a cup. And I said, I like your cup or whatever. There wasn't like innuendo or anything. It was just.
Yeah. Now see, that's a normal compliment.
Like a normal compliment.
Yeah. You know? When you go into it and then it's like, bro, I'm not wearing this for you. I'm out here for, you know. These single chicks out here that are not in VIP that want to elevate their lifestyle and smoke cigars with me in the VIP lounge. Like, that's who I do it for.
Were there seats in the VIP lounge?
Oh, yeah.
Or did you have to stand the whole time?
No, there were seats in the VIP. Okay. They had, like, full couches and everything.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was really nice.
Yeah, after standing so long, you got to sit down, you know?
And, you know, I did not know, because I will say that they didn't do a good job saying, like, the start and end time. Uh-huh. So, you know, when you get there, you're like three margaritas. You're like, oh, man, that's going to be okay. And then you're like,
nope.
Mm-mm. I'm going to be like 12 of these bad boys deep by the time the main performer comes on stage. And that was Lil Jon. And I was not going to jump around anymore. And I made that clear up in the front. You know what I mean? You've been drinking all day, eating tacos, burritos.
Your stomach.
No, we're not jumping around.
I'd be farting. I'm sorry.
I'm sure there were some people farting out there.
You're eating beans.
You
just got a toot everywhere. Like, okay, and here's the other weird thing. Why is it like a rap concert with like Mexican food?
That's so unprogressive of you. Because rappers like tequila and tacos. We love tequila and tacos.
It just seems odd to me. I don't know.
It's like if you had like what do you call it? Like I can't think of the name. Beer Fest or what is that called? The German
Oktoberfest.
But then you have like a concert that runs alongside it, you know.
Like the polka.
Yeah.
They always do that on like 96.3, like name this tune.
Oh, no.
The only real complaint I can say is like next time they got to get a better schedule because as we went on. Well, I'm sorry.
Well, I was just going to say, I'm not anti-rap and Mexican food together. I'm saying Mexican food maybe at a concert maybe wasn't the best choice because then you're going to have everyone tooting on each other. And it's just going to be a smelly event. Because that's all I do when I eat beans.
Well, that's why it was in an open-air venue, though.
Yeah.
It's like, is that weed or is that... Ooh, that weed is strong, you know? And we could just pretend it was that. But, no, okay. We were passing around Pepto and Tums instead of Molly at the concert. It's pretty fun, though. It's pretty fun. The Lucha Libre was hilarious. Mm-hmm. And then the Chihuahua pageant show was just funny in the middle. So I had a good time.
There was a Chihuahua fashion show?
Yes.
That's crazy.
Yes.
That's cute.
See? And Lucha Libre. See, rappers love wrestling and we like dogs.
See, you went to the concert, and I think we went to Kirkland's and bought stuff for the house. Are they comparable? Good no, Lord. Not really.
Okay, like, and then also, but you didn't invite us until, like, you were already balls deep and, like, halfway through the concert. You're like,
It wasn't even halfway, because everybody flaked on me. I'm waiting, and then no one tells me they're not coming. And I'm like, where's everybody at? And they're like, oh, yeah, we're not coming.
So then he's like, I got to look at secondary options. Let's see what Ian and Bristol
tickets are $150 a person.
Well, no, that's just what I paid. But you guys had, like, the Groupon premium membership. Like, their tickets would have been, like, $2 a piece. It was crazy. I was like,
damn. It's like you're in the middle of a movie, and you're like, hey, you guys should come watch this movie. You can still catch the main.
Yeah. There's still plenty of movie left. Yeah.
Like, you'll get it.
It's just
like,
the previews right now. You're good. You're good. You can make it.
Oh, you just missed Petey Pablo and Chingy, and that's all right. You know.
Yeah. Twista was first, so that was a pretty good opener. I must say. It was fun.
Didn't you say like Chingy was there?
Baby Bash. I don't know if you know that. I don't know if you're cool enough to know Baby Bash.
Oh, she is more.
He probably had like one song.
I think they had like two.
Is he that guy that's like, what did he say?
Oh, man.
I can't even think.
She can't do it with a straight face.
And oh, then, he's like, wasn't me. My girl caught me on the counter.
That is Shaggy.
Wasn't me.
That is Shaggy.
That's Shaggy.
Not Chingling. Come on. Fail.
Stop.
Okay. Are you just wanting to talk about Shaggy? Like, hey, name drop Shaggy. Like, right. Caught me on the counter.
But then I was so upset because I found out the one in Kansas City that was before this one, they had Lil Wayne out there. And I'm like, I would have drove to Kansas City instead. Mm-hmm. Just to see Lil Wayne.
Wasn't he at the concert that you
went
to?
No, he wasn't at this one. He performed at the other stop. And I'm like, had I known that, I would have drove all the way out there for the weekend for that one.
Dang.
You would have drove to Missouri. Yeah. To see one person.
Yeah.
How far is Missouri from here?
Well, it's got to be 6 hours.
Something like that. 6-8 hours.
Somewhere.
Because it's what? Okay. Is it above Kansas?
Yeah.
That's like 3 states away.
Well, you get through Oklahoma pretty quick, you know.
Yeah, but in Texas, you can drive 5 or 6 hours and still be in Texas.
So. I know. Amarillo is 6 hours away minimum.
Hey, MapQuest.
Well, I've driven from here to Colorado like 18 times.
Dang, what are you driving to Colorado for?
I used to
live there, back and forth. Not all the time, but you know, whatever.
Well.
All right.
Oh, that was Spectrum calling to tell me that
you have internet.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was us. Sorry.
They gave you a courtesy call to let you know.
Yeah, they were like, "Yeah, you want to cancel that appointment? Hell no! I want you to send him out here and waste his time tomorrow."
Okay. Do you remember the sirens that went off?
Yes.
Like I thought, Quincy, when he first referenced them, was talking about police, like normal police sirens.
Yeah, me too.
One night. I had no idea that I would hear a siren that I've never heard before.
It almost sounded
European to me.
It sounded creepy. Like a creepy pasta type of siren head type of siren. It was creepy.
Yeah. And so then we finally experienced it on a Sunday. Was it going into Monday morning?
Mm-hmm.
And it went off at 3 a.m. or 4 a.m. 15-minute intervals. And luckily, through Facebook, those people called the police non-emergency line. And then those other guys chimed in with, well, this particular siren malfunctioned due to rats or varmints or something. And it was distributing that air, civil defense air raid or something. Like, what was the actual meaning? I don't know. But I'm like, is the zombie apocalypse coming? Like, what's going on?
It was creepy.
Nuclear fallout.
Everybody always ignores those sirens, but I grew up on a military base, so I know, like, yeah, you know, you probably go look around.
You don't
around.
Freak out as quick as...
Real, yeah, go look around, you know, is it a tornado? Is it a raid? You know, like, yeah. Wait by the phone and you'll know what's going on for a minute. It reminded me of the tornado drills back in the day. You remember those?
Yeah.
Where we literally had to go in the most unsafe part of the school, like literally all the bodies together in the hallway. So all the debris could just hit us
in
all
the fetal
in one
position.
Shot. Yeah. Exposed the most sensitive part of our little tiny bodies, our spine,
yeah.
to debris and glass.
Well, yeah. Sometimes we used to bring books. I think we're supposed to hold the books above our head. So if a 2x4 came flying, that science book would, like, save your life, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. If you had enough forearm strength to withstand a F4 tornado winds.
I just thought about all the kids that were closest to that door, and I'm like, who's going to get sucked through that glass first? You know, yeah. if a tornado actually came.
See, I was thinking at that time, I was like, at least in the movie Twister, they had belts that they wrapped around some pipes. I'm like, I don't have any of that. Like, I'm going to fly out this door.
I remember when that tornado hit in Fort Worth and mm-hmm. my mom freaked out and she was like, girls, get in the bathtub. And she like put a blanket on us and stuff.
Are you talking about the Mayfest one?
Whatever or... one hit the downtown buildings.
Oh, that was
that
in,
I think your dad was
my in dad was in that building, mm-hmm. one of the buildings, the radio, old Radio Shack towers. And he had to like, he saw the tornado coming. And he had to run and go dive into the bathroom and, like, hide under the sink. And that building took a direct hit or whatever it was. I was at school that day. I was in middle school at that time, after school program, until my mom could pick me up. And, yeah, that one really tore up Fort Worth, all the buildings, like, all the window panes. And but there was the Mayfest storm in like 93, then you had that one, then you had several others after that, and I got caught in a few of them in between leaving work, and it is scary. We were locked out of our house for the Mayfest tornado, we were glad that we weren't at Mayfest, which is where everybody got mm-hmm. caught out in the open, and it was a hailstorm along with the tornado, and like people still have like very vivid memories of how traumatic as a kid running for whatever cover there was down off the Trinity.
Wow.
But yeah, those sirens will trigger those mm-hmm. memories and things like that. But I think today we wanted to focus on not necessarily like a school memory, but more like a what do you call it, like a fashion trends, popular, mm-hmm. whether it be hairstyles or clothing or whatever. I think today's a good day to like kind of reminisce about what was in, what you wore. Did you follow the trend? Did you think you look cool with all that stuff? Or, you know, so we did do some prep on some research for the topic today, which is our fashion styles and trends. And nice. I think I can lead off with number one. Let's list a heavy hitter. Starter jackets. Did you own one? If you did, what team, what colors? And how old were you when you had one?
Never own one. Y'all can go next. Bye.
I'm going to sit this one out. Okay.
I had the Charlotte Hornets.
Which is, I think, one of the more popular starter jackets with that, the little cartoonish type hornet.
Well, they're the Charlotte Hornets now, but back then it was... That was New Orleans back then.
No, I think it was originally Charlotte.
It was Charlotte, and then it went back
and then
after New Orleans.
Went... I think at one point it went, they got bought out and became the Charlotte Bobcats as like an expansion team or something. Yeah. Then they moved to New Orleans, I think, mm-hmm. and they revived for a little bit mm-hmm. the Hornets, and then they switched to the Pelicans.
The Pelicans, yeah.
some of those teams that were on starter jackets like no longer exist anymore.
Yeah, I had Charlotte, and then I had Seattle. And I wasn't a Lakers fan, so I didn't get any Lakers stuff. And then I think my grandfather had the Bulls.
Chicago Bulls stuff was everywhere when I was very young. The thing with the starter jacket was not everyone had one because they were pricey. They retailed at, I don't know, $200-$300 Kids, you would get beat up, or someone could still. That was back in the day when people literally would like take your shoes or your starter jackets. Like, it became a hot commodity.
It was probably like a big like Black Friday like super sale. You know what I mean? Like for Christmas and stuff.
I don't even know if we were doing Black Friday when the starter jackets were popping like that.
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know.
Dude, Black Friday's been a thing since at least the 80s.
Yeah, yeah.
Really? Yes.
I think because people were fighting over like Cabbage Patch dolls and then you had the Tickle Me Elmo.
Yeah.
But like his clothing.
But I think
I don't know.
It just depends.
Yeah.
I've worked all of my years working retail. It is one of the saddest things seeing people fight over get like home goods or shoes or clothing or
that's
deals.
The only reason I get out there anymore is to see the fights.
We literally like went to 3 different places yesterday, and I told Ian that I wanted to stay home all day, and we get out
November
in the open public, and Ian's upset and frustrated, and I said, see, this is why I wanted to stay home.
The like holiday drivers and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Holiday traffic, Black Friday.
Sorry, we had a little bit of a technical issue there. Okay, so starter jackets. What did you have?
I had satin jackets that were sport affiliated with buttons that ran all the way up. Mm-hmm. And they had that satin's real slick, smooth, and it's a thinner jacket where a starter jacket's almost puffy. And I had a TCU, a University of Texas, and I think I had a Cowboys satin jacket. Ooh. I never owned a starter jacket, but a lot of my friends in elementary school had the Dallas Cowboys. The Cowboys 49ers rivalry was real big, a lot of Chicago Bulls stuff. But I never got one because I'm going to sound lame, I didn't really like the look of it. It was a puffy, big puffy jacket. And I liked the satin, silk, smooth jacket. Now, I did freeze my butt off one time at a high school football game wearing nothing but a t-shirt and a satin jacket. And I think it was about 32 degrees out. How I survived as a kid, only hot chocolate made me survive. That's the worst decision. I wish I had a starter jacket at that time, but I remember me and my brother and my cousins, everyone's wrapped up, and I'm wearing this dumb satin jacket. That's the coldest I think I've ever been in my life. And to this day, I remember, it's like that dumb satin jacket. Like, why did I wear that? And my parents were just like, yeah, have a good time at the game. I'm like, I'm in a t-shirt and a satin jacket. Like, I'm going to freeze to death. It was miserable.
See, I love the starter jacket phase because my grandpa, he used to always get us matching like track suits, but he was always wearing sandals with the white socks, and so I had to wear the sandals with the white socks, which made it not lame because I was cute and adorable and he was old. So that's how he would pick up women, like, oh, this is my grandson. Oh, he looks so cute. So we always had like at least one matching track suit. Which I think that's carried over into my adult life.
Do you remember how popular, this is a little bit related, but the breakaway pants.
Yeah.
If you had a starter jacket, a lot of guys would wear the Nike, Reebok, or Adidas breakaway pants. Did you ever have any Bristol breakaway snapbacks? Or
I'm trying to think.
It could be
maybe
a zipper,
one.
Or it could be the straight buttons where you could...
Yeah.
You don't clip them. We'd wear them in basketball.
I don't know
warm-ups.
If I did or not. I want to say I had one, but I can't confirm.
Was really popular for a while. But like just traditional like tracksuits, like that you can hear the swoosh, swoosh.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think I got those in high school when I was on the drill team.
Probably, yeah.
And I think they were blue.
Those were a little bit more affordable.
But I don't know where that went. I have no idea. I lost some of my clothes from whenever I was on the drill team.
Like in high school for like away games during the wintertime in basketball, they gave you just the traditional, like what kind of what you're wearing, the sweat suits, mm-hmm. you know? And it would just have, you know, your high school name and your number, if that. Or it may just be very generic.
I remember in high school at, like, you know, football game. Like, it was freaking cold. And the only jacket you could wear over your, you know, your outfit or whatever was a Letterman jacket, if you had one. And a lot of people, you know, they're expensive. Yeah. I couldn't afford one. I wanted one for sure.
Well, you had to earn one. You had to letter in a sport to get one.
Well, I think, doesn't the football team get them for free?
Correct.
Yeah, every other department does not get them for free. So, like, we had to pay for ours if we wanted one.
You had, like, band people wearing them, cheerleaders, but you had to be on the varsity of whatever.
I was on varsity. You don't get them for free on my team.
But you get them after that year you're on varsity and you qualify. So if you're a junior on the cheer squad, cheerleader, and you're on varsity the entire year, I'm guessing, I don't know the little stringent rules, but for me in football, if you just because you made it to varsity doesn't mean you earned a letter jacket. You actually had to qualify by playing in so many games. And
did
quarters.
You get a letter jacket?
I fell short as a sophomore when I was on varsity. And I thought I was getting one. And talk about being, like, deflated. It's like the coach starts handing them out. And they had fired the head coach or he'd left. So it's some assistant coach going, hey, I'm giving out letter jackets. I don't really care, but here you go. And he call out names, Smith, so-and-so. And I'm like, where's mine? Man, I can't wait to wear this. And he's like, Pogluda, because I didn't even know you were on varsity. I'm like, you were one of my coaches. Yeah, I played. Like, what are you talking
what
about?
What an ass.
And he's like, no, I don't have you on the list. And some other guy complained, and he got one. They ordered him one. And I'm like, what about me? So, like, me and my dad went and filed all these, like, little, try to, like, appeal with the stats. And anyways, I didn't get one. So then I didn't get one until I was a senior, after my senior year. And by that point, you're already done. You can only wear it for a few months, and it was kind of lame at that point.
Yeah.
Like, I wanted it as a sophomore and junior. Well, when I was a junior, I didn't play at all on varsity, but I was on varsity.
Hmm.
So I took the demotion to JV just to go play. So,
hold on. We got another Sage tore out one of our cords.
But there's no guarantee that that will kick back on.
Am I bad?
Nope.
Hold turn on. It off and turn it back on.
Test.
Nope.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry about that, guys.
Oh, that's happened. That happens. Technical difficulties. Okay, let's switch from starter jackets to...
And Letterman jackets,
which, you know, that's part of the growing up. And Quincy, did you ever wear a bucket hat?
Oh, yeah.
And if you did, how many did you own? Or you just had one?
I think I had like one or two.
One or two?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had one. And I think it was like a reddish platty color or plaid. I don't know. Not like plaid, but just like, I don't know. But yeah, I had one. And now I look and I'm just like, no, not a good look.
That was a huge trend.
I
was on the yearbook staff in eighth grade and they gave us free color inserts because it was right before the millennial hit. So they were like looking at all the 90s trends and the bucket hat was like, boom, middle of the page, some dude with like kind of long hair. So I did own one seventh grade summer at church camp. I made the decision, me and my friend, to go buy them at church camp, spend our own money on a bucket hat. Out of all the gear, we bought bucket hats, and we thought, we're going to talk to so many girls.
No.
Look so fly, dope. Like, they don't know what's coming. They don't know. And you know what? that bucket hat, I think, was more of a detractor, deterrent, than it actually helped. Like, I think I was wearing glasses, too. Like, I, you know, no, I wasn't at my best at that time. I was still a little
rough.
None of
us were.
I know. It's an awkward time, you know? Mm-hmm. You try to follow the trends, and it didn't work out. Didn't work out, but... please drop a comment if you had a bucket hat.
Send us your pictures of you with your bucket hat.
Yes. Yeah.
So we can be ashamed together. No, I did a lot of fishing with my grandpa, so the bucket hat was just, you know,
part of that.
So, you know.
That's true. Whatever. I feel like that's the only thing that you should wear a bucket hat for nowadays, like just in life.
Like in the summertime, I'll wear my bucket hat, like especially when it's super hot outside and you want that shade on your face.
I have seen you wear one.
I'll wear that like in the summertime, but like to go to the grocery store, no, I'm not doing it. It's all utility.
I think you're officially old when you start wearing what old men used to wear to mow the lawn. Like my grandfather would wear a jumpsuit with a giant belt, like almost like a weight belt. Sexy. And then he would have the big straw sun hat with either a flap. Sometimes he'd wear goggles. I'm like, Grandpa, sexy. You're just mowing the yard. You're not. Why do you need the uniform? But he religiously wore that.
That's so weird.
So if you buy one of those like hiking hats, you know, I think you're getting close to that age of getting set in your ways with what you wear for certain.
It's like once you start living the RPG, that's when you know, like, this is what your skill tree has been fleshed out for right here. You know what I mean?
So, yeah, once I hit 40, I think I'm going to buy a bucket hat and add it to the repertoire.
I'm still waiting to get my vest to complete the outfit. I really do want, like,
the fishing
canvas vest.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah, the canvas. Yeah.
I want one. I don't know why. I just always wanted one. Because my grandpa used to always have it with all the stuff in it.
Flies
and stuff. I always wanted to know what is in there because there's just so many pockets. He was like Batman when we would go fishing. And I'm like, I need that now.
It's like a cargo vest. Yeah. Like instead of cargo shorts.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a cargo vest, a catch-all.
Are you going to put all the fishing gear on it, too?
No, because I don't know how to fish. I stopped fishing once my grandpa died. So I haven't been fishing since then.
Yeah, I'm a little rusty in the fishing game.
I've never caught a fish in my entire life. Oh, I mean, not that I've gone fishing a lot, but the times that I have, I've never caught one.
Really?
And then I'm like, I think about it now, and I'm just like, it's kind of cruel if you think about it. Like,
catch and release policy.
Would you want someone to, like, try to catch you, and then you get hooked on a freaking thing, and then they're just like, oh. Let me rip that out of your mouth. There you go, buddy. Hope you live.
I was chosen that day. That day really worked for me that day. That would make me feel good about myself.
Like, is that... I don't know. I don't feel like that's...
Well, we ate them, so... I mean, I don't really feel bad, because we eat fish. So.
I mean, the fish in the Trinity, they probably got, like, three eyes and, like, two fish tails. Like, there's probably so much weird stuff in that
The people
river.
That canoe in there, like, what are you thinking about when you get in the Trinity? How do you not walk out with the rash?
Well, you know, people tube and, like, float in the Trinity, the rock in the Trinity or whatever, but, you know... When it's summertime and it's 104, it's like, I don't really want to be on the water because we've done that, and it's a beating.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the two. But just be on that river versus, like, you know, one of the more popular ones.
Mm-hmm. Down south.
I haven't done it. I don't know if I'm going to.
Is that the same river that the Panther Island is around?
Trinity.
Okay.
But they don't
clean it. It's just the same river.
Well, how do you clean a river?
I don't know.
Well, you have to
clean out the trash.
You gotta, you know.
Yeah, there's no. I don't know how to clean rivers. I'm not a river cleaning person.
Ecologist. Well, I know that they keep finding invasive species in there too. So.
Yeah, so it's like, do I really want to get in there?
What pervert is, like, you know, at another lake somewhere, and they're like, ooh, you know, there's a piranha here. Like, what if I brought that back to the Trinity River and just turned it into, like, a little Everglades action?
Stop. Or people who don't clean off their, like, clean or dry their boats and then just go hop around boat or, you know, lake to lake. Like, and then it's like zebra mussels. And it's like, okay, fuck face. Like, clean off your boat.
Yeah.
You're taking a big stand with the zebra mussels.
Well, yeah, because it ruins the fucking lakes. And then we're not going to have lakes.
Some snakes out there. And just, like, you know, have our own little Jurassic Park action going on. See if it mutates. You know what I mean?
I guess.
I mean, it's turning into the Everglades. That's what happened to the Everglades. They've released so many different...
Pythons.
Pythons, mongoose, all kinds of weird stuff out there that it's just, you know, the Thunderdome out there.
I don't know. I've never been there.
You should go. It's really beautiful.
Okay.
You gotta ride an airboat.
You never know.
Have you ever been on an airboat?
Yeah.
Do you have?
Mm-hmm.
Is that pretty cool?
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of fun.
Louisiana?
Yeah, in Louisiana.
See your local ecosystem. Support your jet boat fishing.
They had that show on, was it the History Channel? The Alligator Swamp People?
Swamp People.
Golly.
I have such a crush on Pickles from that show, and I don't know why.
Pickles. Oh my goodness.
I just like her name. I don't know why I have a crush on that little woman.
Pickles. Or they had swamp logging and stuff like that. Yeah. I would catch myself watching that stuff. I'm like, yeah, I think I could go do that, you know? Sure. But okay. So we kind of mentioned like cargo shorts, mm-hmm. which makes me think of like Abercrombie and Fitch. That I used to go there in the mall, and that we went there all the time to get the necklaces, the mm-hmm. cologne, definitely cargo shorts. Like, you had to go get your khaki cargo shorts, or I had navy blue. I think navy blue or black color, and they were not cheap because Abercrombie's markup at that time was like, it cost $85 for a pair of cargo shorts.
Still, I think.
Probably still, if they're still in business. I don't keep up with them or whatever, but... they would charge you $40 or $50 for a catalog just to look at the semi-nude models in there.
I didn't like that catalog.
The catalog was... I got one for Christmas one year. And I was like, ooh, I want this.
That was your gift. That year.
I was like, ooh, look at this sweater. It's $220. Like, there's no way I'm going to be able to get that.
Was it the nudie catalog? Yeah. And your parents just didn't know?
They didn't know.
And you're like... ooh, look at those shorts. Wink, wink.
Shout out, Uncle James. Appreciate you for that one.
So, one of their most popular necklaces, obviously, was the puka shells. You couldn't avoid it. That was just the thing to get. I steered clear because I like to do my own thing. So, I bought the other necklaces. What? Trendsetter.
No, you're not a trendsetter.
Oh, you didn't know me back then. You couldn't keep up. I was zooming.
So what Aaron's saying is that he was the one with all the swag back in the day.
I did get frosted tips at one point, and we dyed our basketball team dyed our entire hair blonde, which was something that
we all trying to be like Freddy from Scooby Doo.
We looked like that. I probably looked like a dweeb.
Or like Eminem, like the real Slim Shady.
We did it ourselves, so it wasn't the best.
Y'all look like a bunch of nerds that don't know how to bleach
your hair. We did that in preparation for the playoff game, and we lost in the first round, so it really worked and put us over the top. And so then, so I have pictures of me with like this weird, you know, peroxide blonde hair. You know, I look like so just, I don't know, different, weird, mm-hmm. whatever you want to call it. But I did have the frosted tips though, but puka shells. Oof. Everywhere.
Never had them.
Two words, Ed Hardy. I was in that. I was in that.
Anything name brand, I didn't have, because I was too poor for that shit.
Well, when Ed Hardy came out, I was working, so that's where all my money started going, when I could afford the brands that I wanted. But Ed Hardy, and I don't know why, because I never really was like into the skulls and crossbones, mm-hmm. but that was that age where like Paramore, Linkin Park was big.
See, that's when I started working too, around that mm-hmm. time. And So I'm such a nerd. Whenever I was real little, like probably like 6th, 7th grade, before that whole emo stuff started happening, I was literally scared to death to walk into Hot Topic. My dad would go in there all the time. He would take us to the mall all the time. And my dad would go in there, and I would, this was at Ridgemar Mall, and it was right next to that water fountain with the turtles. And I would stand, there was this big pillar, and I would stand outside next to the pillar, enough away that I, like, if my dad needed me, like, I you know, he could call me, but I was literally so scared to go in there. And then as a teenager, you know, whenever I start making my own money, and you start getting into these different, you know, types of clothing and styles and stuff. And that's where I started shopping. Not for jeans, but for, like, you know, the t-shirts and stickers and keychains and, you know, hair accessories and all that stuff. You know, the little berets that you would buy, the color, like the colors were so, like, bright and crazy. And that's what I loved. Like, you wanted to be dark, like, black clothing, black t-shirts, black shoes, but then you wanted like a pop of color in your hair, you know. So
yeah, I would see when that was going on, I was doing the prep phase thing through most of high school. So prep like phase, I had my Ed Hardy stuff, but that was like special occasion type clothing, and then it was mostly just Ralph Lauren polo.
Yeah, I did everywhere. The Tommy Hilfiger phase. Polo, of course.
Okay, talking about polos. Did y'all ever, like, double up the polo shirt? Like, wear two of them at the same time?
And pop a collar?
Yeah.
No. We just starched our collars.
I like that song by, was it 3-6 Mafia? Yeah, I like that. But no, I didn't do that. I think I was too old by that point.
Yeah, you were.
It's too hot to be doing double polos in Louisiana.
I did.
Your ass to be sweating.
Yeah, it was already too hot.
I did go through this phase where I forgot where it was in the mall. It may have just been at like a JCPenney's or something, and they were pushing the different color undershirt with the polo, and they had the rolled up sleeve so you could see the undershirt.
Yeah,
I got really big into that one year. And I kept trying to duplicate what I saw on the mannequin.
Mm-hmm.
And someone literally went up to me, because I think I had a maroon polo with a yellow undershirt. I thought I was just, woo, you know, rolled up. And someone's like, "The heck are you wearing?" And, like, immediately my self-esteem and confidence just, I'm like, dang. Like, I cannot win.
Was this like a way more popular person, or was it, who was
I think
this?
It was some girl. Like, some girls were just so mean back in the day, and you're just trying to make yourself
just
feel
hate.
Good.
Yeah.
And people just used to hate, just like because of their insecurities and things. And I just wanted to crawl in a hole. Like, I specifically picked it out matching the mannequin, and just
matching
just within
the mannequin.
One day, shot down, boom. Like,
yeah.
There goes that, you know, trend.
Now, what is the difference between hating on a fashion trend genuinely because it's bad, or because you care about your friend? Because I remember my best friend tried to jump into the skinny jean phase.
Oh, no.
And I remember one day we're sitting at his house. Me, all his brothers were in the house, and he gets back from the store, and he's got them on, and he just knows that, like, he is killing it.
So,
and they were white skinny jeans, and then, like, he literally busts in the door like he's on Broadway, and he's like, "I'm clean," right? And we're all looking at him like, "No, you need to take those off. They don't fit."
Way too tight.
Way too tight. Like, he was like, "What do you mean? They're skinny jeans." And I was like,
"They're supposed to be tight.
Look, Nicolas Cage, your body, you don't have the right body type for that. You can't pull this off."
Okay, but I will say, though, like, some of these trends, they just don't give a shit about different body types.
Yeah.
So when you go to the store, sometimes that's all you have is just a bunch of different variations of, like, the skinny jean. And it's like, okay, fuck faces. Like, my body does not fit into skinny jeans, you know?
And what's weird is, like, okay, you go from, like, a skinny jean to, like, a mom jean. And it's like, Well, that was just the way jeans were probably during that time.
Before. Right?
Yeah. Before, that was just a style. They didn't give you... If you look at like a Levi's section in a department store, they've got everything from a taper to a stonewash to a skinny to... You can go crazy on the numbers. And have you ever tried on like a tapered jean that is semi-skinny? Me, and I'm not a big guy at all. Right. I couldn't even pull the things up beyond my knees. And I'm like... Damn, these were on clearance. I was gonna get these cheap. And I'm like, nah, I can't do it. Like, because like a Wrangler jean, like the classic traditional Wrangler jean is a tight fit, slim fit.
Yeah.
And I on got purpose. To a point, because that's all I used to wear. I got to a point where I'm like, this is not comfortable anymore. Yeah. And I got a little bit of a gut now. I'm like, I can't wear them. Yeah. I guess I'm gonna blow out the butt jean, you know. Like, I can't wear that type of jean, so I have to go with a different style.
You don't want that frog.
Like, I don't want to be trendy in that way. Like, look how tight these are, and then you rip them in the middle of the school day or something.
Okay, one time, this is before we moved back to Fort Worth. Mm-hmm. We were living in Abilene, but we were coming back, and I think we were staying at his parents' house.
Oh, no.
And he had these, I don't know, 10-year-old
They were about Ralph Lauren 8 or 10 years old. Ralph Lauren, the nice... not buffalo plaid, but one of those type
green
designs.
Plaid
like the
colors.
Green plaid. And I love those. Oh, my gosh. Those.
And so I said, babe, can I wear these? I forgot my pants, my pajama pants or whatever. And he was like, sure. And then so I get up, like I go put them on, and then we're just chilling on the couch or whatever. And then I get up. The ass rips.
Oh,
said, oh my god, I just ripped these, and Ian has given me shit ever since. He's like, your fat ass blew out.
She like, blew out my Ralph Lauren. They're men's, like men's, you know.
Okay, but in
medium.
My defense, they're 10 years old. Like they were going to go out eventually.
After so many washings.
Yeah.
They were paper freaking thin. Paper thin. Like, come
and
on.
I, you know, when you don't have a lot of money to spend on... Yeah. The essentials, like you got to milk those two pairs of pajama pants.
And then what do? We go to Target and pick up two new pairs. I got me a men's, you
Target
got you
qualities.
A men's, and then I wear yours sometimes still.
I got
she,
you those
she
two.
She encroaches
so
on my like, closet of stuff, and eventually I'm just like, no, take it. Like, I don't.
He gets so upset.
Yeah.
She'll wear, like, I get a brand new pullover, and she's like, oh, can I wear that? I'm like, this is for me. Like,
his
this
cinch,
is not...
like, nice pullover. I'm like, can I wear that? Mm hmm. Mm-hmm.
She gives it back. It's like full of spaghetti sauce.
No.
Grease.
No.
I always treat his stuff nice.
But, yeah.
Okay, what's next?
What's next?
We got
okay.
a few more minutes.
Yeah, okay, so.
Oh, well, I got something
okay.
to add
okay.
to this
thing.
Yeah. So, since we're starting that age where we started making our own money, you're more aware of brands and how you want to dress. What about the cologne and the perfume?
In what sense? Like
what did you start with? What did you take it? What did you take?
Like,
it
did you start from like a cheapo, like a CVS quality fragrance, and then you've leveled up to
Say it again. Say it.
What?
Say it.
Vive Saint Laurent. No, I got okay. I worked at Macy's for like 6 or 7 years. So these vendors, there's fragrance vendors that are the people always. Forcing, jamming those samples down your throat, like spraying you in the eye. Like, lady, I'm just trying to cut through to get to the car. Well, one time I'm working and we're discussing some of the sprays.
Mm-hmm.
We always had a lot of issues with fragrances because they run about, let's say, $85 and up for a decent smell, you know, or Monty Black or whatever. So this vendor interrupts me because I pronounced whatever I just said, YSL or whatever. Yeah. And she's like, actually, sugar, it's pronounced Yves Saint Laurent. And I'm like, are you from Europe? What the heck does it matter what I say? And she's like, you just need to pronounce it correctly. And I'm like, okay, whatever.
She told you to put some respect on your name.
But, okay, occasionally I would wear Abercrombie Woods, and then they had the Abercrombie Original. But I'm only buying like a travel... little cologne.
Yeah, who could afford the full size? Unless you got it for like Christmas or something.
I don't think they had sprayers. I think one of them did. But they were meant to just dab.
Yeah. You
was know, it one it. Of those rolly ones?
No. You had to like literally hold it and like do a little... You had to milk it because it's so little. And they ran about $45 a piece.
You remember how musky Abercrombie and Fitch was like when they first started spraying it?
Oh.
When everybody would walk in and it's like no one could breathe in and that store.
It's like you walk by there and you get a major fucking major migraine. Headache,
like,
yeah.
Oh.
It's like I don't even know how people work there to begin with.
Oh man.
Yeah. So then I'll say I went from that phase of the Abercrombie to where I grew out of Abercrombie. I tried to move on to like Hollister structure.
Oh, because those are so different.
They're higher scale. So they're higher scale. I'm giving you my experience. Don't.
No hate.
So then eventually I got
my highest level was American Eagle. That was my highest level.
I grew out of Gap. I didn't go to American Eagle. I did have friends that went to American. We always had to go to American Eagle. But I escalated to Polo Green, which is the original, and it's the worst scent they have. Maybe it's an older scent for older guys. But I started doing Polo Blue. That was when it came out. Mm-hmm. That was
isn't that what your dad does?
There's variations of the blue. It became so popular that the older baby boomers decided to jump on that bandwagon.
Basically, he wants to smell like his dad.
No, my dad wore Aramis. Do you know what that is?
I don't know what any smell is.
Aramis. Or you would have Old Spice.
Yeah. When Old Spice was really cologne, yeah.
Yeah, the Old Spice would last you years.
Yeah.
But you could get those like gift sets at like CVS.
You know what I just thought about?
Yeah.
Okay, you know in Stranger Things when what's his name? Billy. He's like getting ready and then he dabs on that like what is it? That green speed stick stuff? I don't know what it is.
It's probably just aftershave or something.
Yeah, like, and then he's like putting it on his balls and
oh,
stuff.
Oh, you would put it everywhere, yeah.
I feel like that's all that I knew. I feel like my dad had stuff like that. Just like weird smelling stuff that you would just buy at the grocery store.
Honestly, I don't remember a lot of things with sprays. Everything was by hand or whatever. But now, like what I have over there, I did have an ex-girlfriend give me a whatever one of those fragrances is.
Mm-hmm.
I had a vendor comp me a free bottle of the YSL.
Oh, that's a good one.
And then
is that the one you have now?
Yeah.
That's the one I always haunt. Spray me with that one.
And then I've got Polo Red, which they have two colors of Polo Red. And then I think that's it for now. I'm kind of down on my
favorite game. Smell, and it's probably because that's the one that my family always, or my mom always used, was the Hugo Boss, the men's. Mm-hmm. And so that smell, like, I love that smell.
Thank you. My mom wears Hugo Boss. Everybody's wearing
the red one, yeah. The dark red maroon one. Mm-hmm.
Hugo Boss, Dune, and something else was really popular for women back before Jimmy Choo shut down the game.
Jimmy Choo,
yeah.
I don't think I've ever bought any Jimmy Choo's.
By working at Macy's, the girls that worked at the fragrance counters that weren't vendors, they were Macy's employees, they could build you sample sprayers and get you, you know. Now I would always just get a random supply, and I was always trying because you get bored, so you walk around and you just try everything. Like, so I'd go, "Can you make me some Armani Black or whatever?" And they're like, "Oh yeah, yeah." And they dab you up or whatever. But that's a great topic, Quincy. I love that. I could talk fragrances for forever. So one of the other trend things that I was kind of digging into was like Warner Brothers, Looney Tunes. Apparel. Like, if you think about it, in the t-shirt game, you had Bugs Bunny and Daffy and Taz, and that whole collection of old school cartoon characters were everywhere, I feel like, on t-shirts, either with Nike or their own branded t-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everybody had their Sylvester Stallone, or not
or
Stallone.
Like nightgowns for girls. You know.
What's his name? Sylvester the Cat?
Yeah.
Sylvester the Cat. Sylvester Stallone.
Sorry.
That's a different cat.
I've been watching a lot of Rambo recently.
I was
recently,
like, what does Rocky have to do?
No, I've been watching Rambo, so I'm sorry. It's stuck on the brain or whatever. But like, do you remember when Criss Cross was a big deal?
Oh, yeah.
The little guy, and they wore their clothes backwards. Well, they had Bugs and Taz wearing the Criss Cross, like, backwards hat. Backwards shirt, jeans, and I remember that was like a popular one. But Bugs was always with like Michael Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
And if you had both of those, you were like, you know, pretty cool. But I always enjoyed going to the Warner WB store and like always trying to get like a new t-shirt in there. That was always like a great birthday, Christmas gift.
I always wanted the jersey.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
They never had them.
Space Jam. There was just so much apparel in there. As a kid, that was just mind-blowing to go in there. Like, that was such a big deal. But I remember I had, like, my parents would, like, throw out their old t-shirts and give it to you. Mm-hmm. And my mom always had, like, cartoon characters on her t-shirts. And when you were really little, just a regular size t-shirt would be like a nightgown. You know, that was like a cheap way of getting a hand-me-down is, you know, where... So I thought that was a good one. Like, maybe people can relate on that. Like, which cartoon character did you have, you know?
Absolutely.
Let's see. I don't know about hairstyles or anything. I'll tell. Here's one that just from my memory is that we used to get these catalogs in the mail called East Bay, and East Bay was a sports catalog, but they had a lot of apparel in the catalog. But it was probably pre-internet. But once the internet kicked on, you would go to eastbay.com, and I was lucky enough to have my parents order from East Bay, like collegiate clothing, like sweaters. Yeah. Well, I used to like the University of North Carolina, so I got a couple of, like, pullovers, and I used to get those things so dirty, because it's, like, baby blue.
Yeah.
And, but I used to, if you could get something out of the East Bay catalog, you were,
you were doing something.
Because it wasn't cheap, either.
Mm-hmm. Like, it was the only place you could get, like, your school
colors
and collegiate colors, like, because, like, LSU is purple and gold, one of the hardest color combos to come by. And that was the place where you could get those colors.
Yeah. Like, my school was purple and white. And so, I'm pretty sure the school ordered from either them or some other type, similar local type place to get. But I used to love getting hats, pullovers.
Wait,
I
so they do it for high schools, too? Or no?
Well, you could. You could order a wholesale, like, hey, I need 15 pairs of these. Because if you saw the catalog, if you were ordering like a certain type of, like a, let's say a basketball shoe, they had 800 million color combos.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could do football cleats. You could do, they had everything. Yeah, track, women's, men's, whatever.
For every single sport.
But back then, before you had stores like Rally House or like a very small dedicated college shop at Oshman's or Dick's Sporting Goods.
Mm-hmm.
You could go to East Bay and get you Texas Tech, what do you call them, like just normal workout shorts or, you know, stuff like that. So that was like, that thing, it used to be, it used to hit harder, that catalog, you know, that was pre-internet, you know, just, but if you don't know, then you don't know.
I have no idea.
You have no idea, okay.
I did not grow up.
I do my
kids'
sports,
caring about sports.
I used to be intimidated by certain stores in the mall that played their music really loud, like you were saying. Mm-hmm. I could relate to that. Like, I'm like, look at all those goth and emo people in there. Like, I can't go in there. You know, I can't. They're gonna judge me because I look like, you know, preppy.
And
or something.
Well, here's the thing. Now I kind of feel like Hot Topic is like the new Spencer's, even though Spencer's is still a thing.
I think they're owned by the same umbrella. Like,
that wouldn't surprise
me.
Well, it's just like every, you know, you want to go in there and like find like a good t-shirt or whatever from whatever TV show or, you know, cartoon or whatever you're watching. And it's hit or miss.
But, you know, shout out to Hot Topic and Spencer's for not gouging their core fans, because I'm into anime and there's another store. It's like, it's the skateboarder one.
Gadzooks?
Not that one.
No.
The Zoomies?
I think Zoomies. It's
Zoomies.
Zoomies? Yeah, Zoomies.
That, the generation behind us, I think, was really big into Zoomies. I think I'm speculating.
My generation for sure was big into like the skateboard scene and all of that.
But have you seen what they're charging now? Like,
oh, gosh.
Just, They're like $85 for just a t-shirt, and I'm like, that takes away from, you know, the fans, because it's like, if it's just $85 for a t-shirt, not a long sleeve, not a flannel, not a button down, just a regular $20 t-shirt, you're charging $85. That's crazy.
I order all my retro t-shirts from Hot Topic.
Yeah, I always get them from Hot Topic because they're selection like $25
retro.
Yeah.
The prices are always like $17.99.
And
like
and usually there's always a sale. I will say it's good for like t-shirts if for like online. Yeah. But as far online, as in store, it's hit or miss.
Yeah. But yeah, we'll have to do a deep dive into the mall. And we'll like kind of maybe we can all like pick our favorite stores and just kind of reminisce sometime down future episode, not necessarily next week, or we probably won't record for another 3 weeks or something. So like, maybe like down the road next year, 2023.
Right. We got to do our taxes next, right after the holidays.
Because we've got the holidays coming up, and Quincy's going to be out there on Black Friday, like
watching fights,
like.
That's all I'm there for. Oh, no, I have plenty of TVs. I'm just here for the fights. I just want to see someone get stabbed.
Where's the laptop at? You know, pushing people over, you know, trampling people.
Yeah.
That's it.
But, yeah, hopefully this is just, you know, triggers people's nostalgia on, you know, whether it be a haircut, a necklace, whatever, you know. Hit us up. We'll do an Instagram post, you know, in the next 3 weeks.
Bring the puka shells back, guys.
Yeah. We'll find some pictures of dyed hairstyle or whatever, the blonde.
Not me.
Frosted tips. I'll find my frosted tips.
We're going to find a picture of Bristol with frosted tips somewhere.
You know, I think I also, that same year, I also had Hawaiian shirts. I'll have to dig up some photos. I was ahead of the game.
Man, I was always scared to wear the Hawaiian shirts. But
as you should be. It's a scary trend.
This is pre any crazy nuts that wore them.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, it's not a good look in general.
I think they look awesome.
I think they're cool. Yeah,
I'm ready to start wearing them right now.
Then wear them. What's stopping you?
Since I haven't found the right colors. Because
it's not a good look.
Haven't found the right ones yet. But I'm going to
have one that's different, you know? Everyone can't look like Magnum PI or.
I can't grow a mustache that good.
Yeah.
So there's some that I can't wear. I'm not high enough level yet.
God, I can't believe people ruined that. That sucks. It's all right.
Nerds.
Go wear. What's that guy's name? Cabana? Now, Bahama. Tommy Bahama.
Tommy Bahama. Yeah.
Can't. Well, I think that's all I got in my notes, so.
Yeah, I'm going to go get online and shop since my internet's back on.
Okay.
I'm going to go shop for some Hawaiian shirts.
Okay.
That's how I'm going to spend the rest of my Sunday.
And get on eBay and find my old necklace, get it back.
The puka shell, you bringing it back?
I'm going to bring it back.
I'm bringing back the visor then, if you're bringing back the puka shell.
Got to track down my church camp fishing hat, bucket hat.
Normalize airbrush shirts again. Let's do it. All right, well, we had fun, guys. I hope you did, too.
All right, guys.
See you next time.
Bye.
Have a good week.